True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But at Old Settlers Days on Saturday, you know you are an experienced cigarette smoker when you're carrying around that cigarette and it burns out and you relight.
Hell yeah.
That's how you know you're a professional Virginia Slimmer right there, man. Well, that cigarette burns out, the cherry falls off, and you carry that thing around and relight that thing.
She's dedicated to the habit, man.
She is.
She's not letting that go. If you weren't dedicated, you'd just throw it out and light up another
one. That's right.
Like, you save that, because that second light of that cigarette that's gone out, it hits a little bit better.
On oh,
the
first yeah.
That toasty tobacco that's already been smoked. It's like a brisket, you know? But like reverse.
Like it's like a burnt end, you know?
Yeah, man. You
I know it is. It's a burnt end, right?
I mean, that thing's caramelized on the outside, tender on that. That tobacco's still rolling, man.
I mean, she was smoking that thing and putting it out and smoking it again, man.
Praise
it was
BFA,
awesome.
Man. Yeah.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It was great. God what a wonderful
Faye.
Woman.
God yeah. bless Faye. You got to stop going to bed early.
I do, man. Yeah, I missed it again last night, right?
You good.
We saw a very beautiful drive of Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson's offense in the first 18 seconds of the game.
Right.
And then somebody took their souls and left Chicago.
Well, it's amazing what happens when you go off the script, isn't it? You know, with these NFL teams.
I think we can agree that improvisation is an issue with Caleb. And accuracy is an issue with Caleb because the DeAndre Swift, was that who that was open?
Is that
in the corner
who that
the
was
zone?
In the corner? Was it Swift?
DJ Moore.
DJ Moore.
Okay. At the end of the game.
Yeah. I mean, wide open.
Gotta hit that, especially in that time. Like the ones that do, because the route to, what was it, Aaron Jones Sr., that JJ hit in that mm-hmm. little bucket of that window,
yep.
that safety was late getting over, and that kid knew, like, hit it. And that was a big touchdown. Like, his numbers won't blow you away.
McCarthy's numbers, if you look at him, are as bad as you could be. 13 of 20 or something like that.
Yeah, he was asked for three quarters. And
but
he
what
stepped
happens
up.
In this game of football that we love so much is that, do you think, and this is the topic that I thought of with this game last night, because J.J. McCarthy's first three quarters, first half, he looked completely lost. Looked out of his mind. Yep. And then in the fourth quarter, it was like, okay, if I target 18 and I make sure that TJ is underneath and I can get Hawkinson the ball, I can open things up. Now, again, they also were able to run the ball. Like, you will see Mason take over for you fantasy nerds, and Mac will probably talk about this on Sunday at mm-hmm. 9 o'clock. Like, you will see him become the featured back. Like, Mason is who they need to give the ball to. Once that opened up, it was like J.J. McCarthy had life, because all I saw on Twitter last night was, it's amazing what happens when J.J. McCarthy doesn't have a running game, because as we know, when he was in Michigan, the run game with Harbaugh was pristine.
Right.
And they opened up that run game last night, and J.J. hit a bucket in the corner. He hit Justin Jefferson over the middle on a dart between two guys. I mean, it was a perfect thrown ball in the window. And then he rushed the ball in. Three touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
It was like a Josh Allen, like, fourth quarter, man.
And
like,
it was.
It really was.
And, like, that is part of the quarterback game. You are judged by raw talent, and you are judged by, when it comes to the moment, are your nuts big enough?
That's exactly what
and
it is. Yep.
When you look at Patrick Mahomes, we talk about the throw, we talk about the run, we talk about, you know, the sidearms, the left-handed throw, the behind the back, but what really identifies Patrick Mahomes is that his nuts get the biggest when the moments get the biggest. And, like, that's where you have to see in a quarterback. This is one game. I totally get it. But that was an amazing fourth quarter for a kid that's never played in the NFL before.
Yep.
On the road, division rival, week one.
It was an amazing fourth quarter performance. And that's what quarterbacks are made of. I know everybody loves the stats, but I'm taking J.J. McCarthy today. That guy was miserable for three quarters. It was bad. Like, it was not good. And then all of a sudden the fourth quarter came and we needed to make plays, and this guy went down there and he started to make plays and grew up right before the eyes, I think, of a lot of people. And it was two quarterbacks that started, like, even keel yesterday, let's just say at the 50-yard line, and for the first couple of minutes it was Caleb Williams taking a big lead, and then Caleb Williams dissipated. That intentional grounding at the end of the third quarter was a terrible play, kind of affected him a little bit. He looked a little off once the 15 plays, you know, the original script stopped working, and he had to kind of go out there and improvise. I was impressed at the start with Caleb Williams. I really was. And I was like, wow, he's really playing. And then the script ended. And then we saw what Caleb Williams is really about. You have to be able to lead your team. You have to be able to power your team. You have to be able to make the throws. And J.J. McCarthy looked terrible at the beginning, but they stuck with it, man. And they stuck with it, and they found a way at the end. And that's a big-time win for him. And it's a big-time loss for the Bears, because there's no reason they should have lost that game. You're up 17-6 going into the fourth quarter. Again, it was like a 90-some percent win percentage for the Chicago Bears last night. But that's what I want my quarterback. That's what I want my athletes. I don't care what their numbers are at the end of the day. Did they play big when it mattered most? And by God, J.J. McCarthy played big last night, man. He played big when they needed him to play big. And I think people in Minnesota are waking up this morning going, well, that was three quarters of slop. But man, that fourth quarter was awesome. And if we can get more of that, we're well on our way here.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, I mean, you could see the intangibles from McCarthy, too, on the sideline. Like, it's stuff that we can't really measure, but he's going, he's tapping every hat on the sideline. He's high-fiving.
That.
Caleb Williams, they show him juxtaposition. He's by himself. No one around him. He scores that running touchdown to start the game. The offensive line does not go up to him to celebrate. He is by himself with Olamide Zaccheaus, or however you say his name. Those are little things that you start Zaccheaus. To pick up on with Caleb Williams. As far as the talent goes, he's off the charts. I mean, it's right there in our eyes. Caleb Williams has all the intangibles of the talent perspective. But yeah, the processing, the awareness, the quickness to see DJ Moore. I don't think accuracy is an issue, but just awareness. Like, you see things too late. You have to see that, dude. You got to see that. Like, so
talent is great. Everybody's got talent in the NFL. Do you have the ability to take that talent and play at a high level? And I don't know if Caleb Williams does. We've seen a season and a game with him so far. He's not entered the conversation. But it's funny you say that about the guys in J.J. McCarthy. I was reading something this morning, and like one of their offensive linemen down 17-6, or after the interception, after the pick six, J.J. McCarthy goes up to the offensive line and goes, "Hey, guys, I got this." And the guy's like, at first, I'm like, all right, I hear this all the time, whatever, you know. But we believed in him, you know. And there were numerous people that said that in that locker room after the game, that they just started to believe in their quarterback. They liked what he was doing on the sidelines. And I was reading a lot of that this morning going, wow, if the players are buying, because it takes a lot for a player to buy into another player, you know, been here, done that, seen there, you know, all that kind of stuff. And obviously the win helps the way that it went. But to have those guys buying in on the sidelines to a guy who's never played in the NFL before, that's big, man. And it sure seems like as of last night, the guys in Minnesota feel like they found their quarterback, and you know, their head coach outcoached Ben Johnson last night too. I mean, Ben Johnson with the kickoff before halftime too. I mean, what are we doing here with this kind of stuff? Like, bad coaching decisions. This is what I talk about with coaches. Great coordinators, dopes on the sidelines though.
Except that guy in Minnesota, he's pretty good.
Kevin O'Connell's done a great job. Yeah.
I thought Ben Johnson was fine for the most part. I thought the play calls were good.
But again, it goes back to the conversation we started with. You know, you see the quarterbacks for their talent, but then do you see the quarterbacks in the moment? And last night, J.J. McCarthy outshined Caleb Williams in the moment.
In the moment.
So, you know, that's the thing that was impressive to me last night. Yep. Coming back on the other side, there was a move yesterday for the Philadelphia Eagles that strikes a little bit too close to home, plus Tyreek Hill gets a little interesting the next day. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
On a Tuesday on 96.5 The Fan, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, all with you. Gonna have Danon Hughes join the show a little bit later today, get his insight of what that was on Friday night. And then you got to move on quick. The champs are in town. The team that, well, wasn't very nice to you in New Orleans. You get a chance to really redeem yourself, right? In the words of Harry and Lloyd. Mm-hmm. Just when I thought I couldn't expect anything worse from you. So, you lose to the Chargers in opening night. Now you have the big, bad Philadelphia Eagles coming to town that beat you in the Super Bowl, but pretty soundly. And you've got a lot of questions to be asked about your team. But one thing that we did have a question about yesterday was, obviously we'll get into the Tyreek Hill news that came out yesterday about his divorce case. Not great. Actually horrible.
Yeah.
If true. But there was movement at a position where I believe a lot of us are in agreement that they could use a little bit more oomph in that running back field. Mm-hmm. And I know, I get it. They have their guys. They've told you who they are. And we had asked yesterday, like, you know, you got to be able to help Patrick Mahomes out in every facet you can, because I think one thing that gets really tiresome in Green Bay is that they didn't really help Rodgers, you could say, with talent around him. Now, I know he had Jordy Nelson, eventually would have Devontae Adams and company, but there wasn't really much else. And that's the thing with Patrick Mahomes. Like, now it's not necessarily that they don't put talent around him. It's just that, like, when the talent around him gets injured, it's like, what happens next? Like the Mecole Hardman stories, the Kareem Hunt stories. Like, when are you going to go get somebody that maybe is, you know, can help him in the running back game? And Tank Bigsby goes from Jacksonville to Philadelphia. Now, we all look at this and say, well, he's obviously going to be, like, minimal playing time because it's Saquon Barkley, but like that was a guy that was out there that could probably help your running back game in a way that you could use help with, you know, adversity behind there. Somebody that can go out and get a pass and take it for 15, 20 yards like you see in the modern day NFL, not just, okay, well, if he's lined up in the shotgun or whatever it may be, we know that he's not going to give it to a running back. They're going to throw the ball. They can sit back and they're starting to pick up on that. And, you know, maybe that's an addition you see because it all kind of ties into the Tyreek Hill thing. Yesterday, the news comes out that his ex-wife that is filing for divorce releases a whole bunch of different documents about things that have gone on from, like, I believe one of the stories was like a blunt, like, thrown into her face and told her to pick up the luggage and get out.
Just a nasty human being.
Correct. Yeah. And again, these are alleged stories that have gone against Tyreek Hill in his case, in his divorce case with his wife. So, like, it kind of, like, you know, maybe tampers, like, all right, yeah, that was an overreaction. Like, go get a receiver. Tyreek Hill's there. And then it's almost immediately afterwards, like, well, there's also this news. So,
And that's the baggage that you deal with. And I was thinking about it again yesterday. You know, Mike Florio put it out there. Oh, the Chiefs may be talking to Tyreek Hill.
Chiefs and Steelers.
Right. And when he says Andy Reid's retiring, we all pour, you know, water on it and laugh at him and make fun of him and say he's an idiot. But when he says this, we all react and we're like, oh, Mike Florio said maybe Tyreek Hill could come to the Kansas City Chiefs. It's funny how we do that with certain things, right? If it's something we want to hear and we're excited about it, we make believe that it's true, right? The same guy said Andy Reid was going to retire and that Patrick Mahomes deserved to get hurt and all that kind of stuff, and we destroyed that guy. And so I think Tyreek Hill is the easy, you know, low-hanging fruit of this conversation right now. And I was thinking about it a lot yesterday, about Tyreek Hill, because I do believe he is and will go down as of right now anyway, the greatest wide receiver in Chiefs history. Now, could that be topped by Xavier Worthy? Sure. Could that be topped by Rashee Rice? Sure. But as of right now, he's the greatest wide receiver in Kansas City Chiefs history. There's a reason why they let him go. It was money, obviously. He wanted to get paid. But also, again, that Cincinnati game and the way that things went down in the locker room. And so I feel like he's that name that we know. It's a name that gets people excited. But I don't know that necessarily he is the best option, especially with the Worthy news from yesterday being that he's really day-to-day right now. And listening to Andy Reid talk about that, to me, it seems like it's more of a, again, this is Bob Fesco saying this, but reading between the lines, it seems like it's more of a, all right, it's a pain tolerance issue now with Xavier Worthy. Can you handle the pain of going out there and playing? Because apparently, from the way that they looked at it, when you say somebody's day-to-day, he doesn't need surgery. That's the way that I view that, right? Now, maybe a second opinion comes back and another doctor wants to sell you surgery. Remember, doctors are in the sales business as well. And so a lot of places try to sell you surgery maybe when you don't need it. So we'll see what the second opinion ends up having to do with Xavier Worthy and how it does long-term with Xavier Worthy. But if it's not a long-term injury for him and it's one of those injuries where he can play through it, I don't know that you give up the draft capital and the salary cap money because he's owed $36 million next year, I believe Tyreek Hill is. And that is a huge salary cap hit, something that the Chiefs have never been interested in getting involved in, especially now with an aging wide receiver. And so I think where we are right now, I think it's all up to Xavier Worthy to go out there and see if he can play through this and see where we are and see where it ends up. But they weren't active yesterday in the wide receiver kind of category or in the free agency guys of bringing guys in. You didn't hear any reports from anybody that they brought guys in or anything like that. And so, you know, it's week one. I don't think they want to upset the apple cart and throw everything out because they didn't have a great performance down in Brazil. And so I think they're going to go with the guys that they have right now, and we'll see ultimately where it ends up. And do I rule out Tyreek Hill? Hell no, I don't rule out anybody, you know? But I just keep looking at the evidence out there and all the reasons why he left, and then the wife coming out with that stuff yesterday. I'm like, I don't think anybody wants that baggage at this point in time.
I think the key, though, is, I'm with you, but first off, I'm with you. Tyreek Hill, I was out on that from the get-go for all the reasons you mentioned, the baggage, all the extracurriculars, off-the-field stuff. I just don't want to deal with that. I have no interest in that. But I think the point is the Chiefs, if they were a little more proactive, maybe wouldn't have to do that. I mean, Howie Roseman,
go ahead.
I'm going to finish. Howie Roseman adds A.J. Dillon. They draft Will Shipley last year. So that's two running backs already. They're like, let's get another one and take Bixby. He's a starting caliber running back on a lot of teams. They've got four good wide receivers over there. Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, not bad. Howie Roseman says, you know what? Let me go get John Metchie because the Texans have like seven wide receivers and John Mechie's a really good wide receiver out of Alabama. He's been in the league for 4 years, struggled with a couple of injuries. I'm going to get him for a low price because he's still got a lot left, right? Like finding these guys so you're prepared if A.J. Brown goes out, great. Devontae Smith, AJ, like we talk about next man up. I don't think the Chiefs are ready for that right
well,
now.
Well, and I'll throw one back at you and it's going to come like blasphemy for me saying this. Patrick Mahomes is better than Jalen Hurts, obviously, right? And you know how much I like Jalen Hurts. But what they did there is exactly kind of what like the Bears did with Caleb Williams. They know they have a decent quarterback, right? And most people would view Jalen Hurts as a decent quarterback. I look at him better. I'm different. I know. That's not the debate that we're having right now,
for
the
sure.
conversation. But they looked at Jalen Hurts probably like the rest of everybody looks at Jalen Hurts. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Josh Allen. And he's not Joe Burrow. And he's not Lamar Jackson. And when you're not one of those four best, what do you do? Okay, we've got to surround our guys with playmakers that can accentuate his play at the quarterback position. But when you have Patrick Mahomes and you have Tom Brady, you don't have to surround them with the superstars necessarily at those positions because they're able to elevate the game of everybody around them. And so the Chiefs decided they're going to spend their money on defense, on the offensive line. And sorry, Patrick, you're just going to have to elevate the level of play of guys around you because we believe that much in you. And that's what Tom Brady did for 20 some years. Now they got Randy Moss and obviously Gronk, and obviously Patrick has had, you know, Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. But that was at the beginning of his career. Brady got his big-time weapons at the end of his career and made it work for all those years. They saw what Patrick Mahomes was capable of doing in his first year because they originally did surround him with a veteran guy in Sammy Watkins and then realized quickly, okay, Patrick doesn't necessarily need these guys. He can make everybody better. And so the better that Patrick Mahomes became, the less of an emphasis, if you will, that they put on those skill position players because Patrick was going to make everybody better around him. So invest in the line and invest in the defense. Sorry, Patrick, man, you got to make everybody better because you're the best quarterback on planet Earth right now, and we're following the Tom Brady playbook.
How long was that Tom Brady playbook?
20 years.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because they surrounded him with two pretty solid tight ends in Gronkowski and Hernandez.
That was late.
Yeah, so that wasn't 20 years. And then they got him Wes Welker and then Julian Edelman.
But those guys weren't big name guys. I mean, you know, Wes Welker and Julian Edelman were like sixth round draft picks.
Sure. But I mean, Randy Moss in 2007, when Tom Brady turned 30 years old, was a huge addition.
Yeah, great addition.
His greatest statistical year ever came when they added a superstar talent to their team. Because at some point, and I'm not saying that Patrick is at this point yet, but at some point, like, it does not have the same buzz that it once had because you are not that age anymore. And I'm not saying that he is old. I'm not saying that he is wearing down. Don't not think that that's what I'm saying. But Patrick Mahomes isn't 25 anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes is 30 years old. And again, like Aaron Rodgers, same thing. Like, yeah, the first 4 or 5 year go around for him, which was later on in his career, 26, 27, 28. But again, like he didn't need it. But when you get older, you do.
Sure.
And yes, older in the NFL is 30 years old. Like, the days of, and I know that we saw a couple goofy throws from Mahomes, and he's still got his youth. Again, I'm not saying that he's getting old. I'm just saying eventually that does not exist anymore. That, you know, running around 1 foot, heave to Sammy Watkins over the middle in the AFC Championship game, that's not there anymore because you don't have the ability to maybe get away as quicker, or people start to know what your game is more, and they pick up on tendencies. Like, those tendencies are there, but the reading is more evident in the studying of the game. So again, I'm okay if you can like do what the Roseman strategy is that Mack just brought up, which I'm not giving Howie all the credit for doing this. A lot of teams will do this throughout the time, but like adding pieces to where your depth chart is, oh darn, we lost this guy. That's fine. Now we lose this guy and we're all over here talking about, well, maybe it's now time for Mecole Hardman to come back. It's like, that's not the name. That's not the guy anymore.
And I don't think we need to be in that panic mode either right now with this team at all. I mean, I think, they lost a game.
It's one game.
Had they won 27-21, we're not having these conversations. We're talking about next man up, right? And that's why I think this game is going to be special on Saturday, because I do believe they're going to hear this all week. You stink. You're no good. Everybody's doubting the Chiefs right now and all this kind of stuff. And so that doubt, that fuel, that chip I talked about yesterday, these guys needing to play with that chip on their shoulder. Hopefully they go out there and they play with that chip on their shoulder against the Philadelphia Eagles. But also too, when you're building, this is where the salary cap and all this stuff and budget also and cash on hand come in as well. This is why I keep talking about the new stadium. The more cash you make at your stadium, the more cash you have on hand to go out and spend on signing bonuses and whatnot for some of these players. But at the end of the day, I mean, you know, the 53rd guy on your roster is not ever going to be as good as the number one guy on your roster. And so I think the Chiefs have a very good roster, a very solid roster, very good wide receiver core right now. We're just in a space where you couldn't suffer an injury, and they did. Had Rashi Rice been playing, not suspended, again, we're probably not having this conversation. I think there's a lot of panic at the disco going on right now because everybody's experiencing one game that was a standalone game, had all weekend to digest it, and now you're starting to think about, oh my God, this could get out of hand. And that's what I've cautioned Chiefs fans on for years. Stop thinking it's going to revert back to the doldrums of Todd Haley and Herm Edwards and before Marty Schottenheimer. Like, it's not going to get to that point. There are too many good players. There are too many smart people. They have too much, you know, success over the years. It's not going back that way. It may not be 5,050 touchdowns. It may not be 17-0, but it's still a damn good football team that's going to go out there and win 90% of its games every single year with Andy Reid.
I'll chime in with the haven't you people ever heard of for the Likens Library. Gentlemen, can I put on my readers?
Go to Costco for those.
Welcome to the library.
Knock any boomers out of the way to pick up that pair of readers?
Stolen. I buy everything that's ever given to me for free. Welcome to the library. Gentlemen, a lot of books today. A lot of books. All right. Week one is officially in the books. So I ask you, after week one, what was a better resurgence story that you read this weekend? Lord Baelish or Andy Kaufman?
Well,
and for those names that don't get that, that's Aaron Rodgers and Daniel Jones.
I would have said Lloyd, but when I heard Chris Berman refer to him as Indiana Jones last night during the highlights,
yes,
I'm in.
Indiana Jones in the science fiction section.
Yep.
And your voice is in the loud section. That's how you get into the kicked out session in the library. Mac, Lord Baelish, or Andy Kaufman?
Yeah, I guess Baelish.
But Andy Kaufman was so bad. I mean, it's true. Scored on every drive, something Peyton Manning never did.
It's crazy.
Indiana Jones is great.
That is great.
One of the stories you read this weekend, there were two that had really good finishes to the story. Better ending chapter in week one. Bills versus Ravens, Steelers versus Jets.
I'm going to go with the Steelers versus the Jets. And the reason is the epilogue at the end. And I mean by that is the press conference. Aaron Rodgers basically giving the middle finger to everybody with the Jets.
We don't practice profanity in this library.
So I will go with Pittsburgh versus the Jets because I had a great epilogue at the end.
Kiss my ass.
I'll go with Buffalo Ravens. That was, like I said, one of the best games I've ever seen.
Please.
Sorry? I'm a little excited.
Respect your area.
I mean, people calling it the greatest game of all time, though. Come on.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Come on. It was week one of the regular season. We had a 13-second walk-off here.
Like, in the playoffs.
A lot of people saying you get the most passes of all time with your loud voices. More concerning. More concerning bio. C.J. Stroud or Tua Tagovailoa?
Tua.
Nobody's worried about C.J. Stroud and his bio?
I'm not.
Okay.
No, Tua's been on a decline for a long time.
A lot of missed passes from Tua. The fish are starting to belly up in Miami.
They're actually a mammal.
Oh, nice. Dolphins are not fish. That's actually in the National Geographic section. Be careful on those magazines, man. We see you in the corner.
That was porn when we were kids.
Gosh, you're so loud. Really stressing me out. New Hope story. Caleb Williams or Kyler Murray?
Pass.
Kyler Murray, New Hope?
Hey, dude.
I'm out. Neither.
Six seasons? How many? The hell? New Hope?
He looks better.
New Hope. Year six.
New Hope. He's 30.
Guys.
Give me Caleb Williams.
No, he's not. Is he really
30? He's not. Got to be my age.
We don't like lies. And we don't like loud noises in the library. And Kyler Murray looks like a new man. There's a new hope behind Kyler Murray.
Not for me, there's not.
Well, 1-0.
He's 28.
Okay, you looked it up, man.
He's got a better record than Patrick Mahomes this year.
Damn
and he won on the road. Worst sad story this week, the Browns or the Chiefs?
Oh, it's the Browns.
Mm.
They're just America's sad story.
Wait, I'm biased. It's the Chiefs. Chiefs are sad.
That may be the Browns' best chance to win a game all year.
You're not wrong.
That's why it's the sad story.
Nah, you're not wrong.
They may never get an opportunity like that again.
Volume 17 for sad stories for the Cleveland Browns. Chiefs, pretty sad story.
Not really. Not now. It's not sad. The Browns are sad. Chiefs lost a game. Browns may not be within 1 point.
If it was just a loss, I agree with you, but the Xavier, the friendly fire, it stunk.
I mean... defensive line, secondary.
I'm past this game. Can we move on to the next
Absolutely.
One?
Absolutely.
Right, that'll conclude the library. Thank you for not accepting or respecting any of the rules inside that library. We appreciate that.
I just can't talk like that.
I don't think Bob could if he tried.
No. And I tried.
He did. I could see
it. I legitimately tried.
It's hard for me, too. I feel like I can't laugh during that segment. My laugh gets too loud.
Well, it's a bunch of freeloaders sitting around in the library, newspapers on sticks, trying to save a quarter.
Mm. We've lost somebody in the library.
Oh, no.
Really?
What?
I don't like the library.
Yeah, I'm normally pretty positive towards your show, but this segment has got to go. Does anyone say it's good?
Yes, many people.
And then we have an LOL New Hope. Come on, man. Maybe we finally got there with Kyler Murray, you know? Maybe he's finally there.
They played the Saints, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, those uniforms were as bad as their performance. Tyrann Mathieu saw the uniforms in the team because I'm retiring, man.
That's it for me. Call it.
Sports Talk at 96.5 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in a new original hit series, Tulsa King.
Have you guys watched this Tulsa King yet? I hear a lot of good things about it.
I keep hearing great things.
I do. Really good things about it.
I'll tell you what. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversities, yet force him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. You can stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. And you can stream to A Tough Tuesday here on the other side of 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending.
Someone chimes in the text line, Legend Bob, Tulsa King is... That's all.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
My stepdad loves Tulsa King. All right, time to get shredded. I hate the Rocky movies.
You do?
Wow. So I know, tough take, tough Tuesday.
Right? Damn.
It's fine. Tuesday. I mean, you can like what you don't like and hate what you don't like.
I can't. And I've given the first. I think I gave the first. I watched the first four.
Rocky four, though.
Is that Tommy Morrison?
No, that's Rocky five, I think.
I haven't seen all of them, I don't think.
Because one is the obvious. Two is the rematch. Three is the Ivan Drago. Four
is the Ivan Drago one. So and that one hit at the right time. When that movie came out, obviously you weren't born for that one, Mac, right? And how old were you back then? You were probably...
What year did Rocky five come out?
I don't know. I feel like I was 8 to 10 years old, somewhere in that age
range.
I
was born in 87.
Okay. It may have been out before you were even born at this point.
Cold
blooded, eh? Yeah. So it was...
Rocky five?
Four.
Oh, okay. Five was 90.
Okay, so yeah.
So four is before me.
I mean, how many years before five did four come out, right?
85.
85. What year were you born?
87.
87. So it predates you too, right? Yeah. So I was 8 at that time, right, when Rocky came out. But it was perfect for the time because we hated the Russians. And it was the Cold War personified in a movie with sports coming off the Olympic ban and all this kind of stuff that was going on. Like, I hate to say this because I'm probably wrong, but I don't give a rip, right? I don't know that there's been a movie that was more fitting of the times than Rocky IV. And I remember being in the theater watching that movie, and he beat Drago, and the whole place is cheering like it was real. And that was the thing that, like, happened in Rocky IV. We all live that movie like it was reality. Awesome. And he beat that Russian man, and... Everybody was standing up and cheering and celebrating like we had just done something like an Olympic gold. You know, it's coming off beating the Russians and in the hockey and winning the gold medal there. And then obviously the Cold War, we weren't speaking to Russia, tear down those walls, all that kind of stuff that went on. It was so apropos of the times, man. It was like, it was just a feel-good American movie where we took down the Russians. I mean, this guy's boxing meat. He's running up hills and snow. You've seen the Family Guy spoof on it, you know? Like, but at that point in time, take yourself back to 1985, man. That was it. It was go. Beat that Russian guy's butt, baby. Let's go. he will die, you know, and Drago. And then I think it was Sharon Stone with his wife in that movie.
Yeah, it was Brigitte Nielsen.
Brigitte Nielsen. Yeah, that's who it was. I just remember her having very nice legs.
She was a tall, warm glass of water.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not a tall, cold glass of water. Brigitte Nielsen. Didn't she end up, like, being with Flavor Flav?
I think she was with also Charlie Sheen.
Oh,
because I was waiting for you to say that. So, okay, shocker there.
I think Charlie Sheen went through half of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Of everyone.
Like he's only 60.
Like the Zambi Zinger of Hollywood. Shout out Levine.
Yeah. It's like just unbelievable. But
Stout is crazy.
I think she's actually in the documentary that he's putting together about himself. Yeah, he commissioned this documentary on Netflix by himself, and he said he invited everybody that's ever been in his life to be on this documentary, except for one person, John Cryer, of 2 and a Half Men. You know why he didn't invite John Cryer? He claims he didn't have his number anymore.
Oh, baloney.
So he put out the, you know, the APB. Cryer appeared in the video, I guess. Yeah. I don't know how much of that I'm going to watch, but Rocky as a kid, Rocky IV growing up, man, we live that, man. We were loving that
to
movie.
To me, it's just like nonstop of just, maybe I'm just a hater of Sylvester Stallone.
Well, I mean,
you go down the street, you get a sandwich.
Right.
I'm just like, all right, I can't do 10 minutes of that. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's Rambo. I never was a Rambo guy, but Rocky IV was it. I never watched Rocky V. I never watched any of the Creed movies or anything like that. Vaguely remember Rocky III. I remember Rocky I just because that was the original and you did watch it. Was that Rambo or Rocky?
I don't know. Sylvester Stallone sounds like when my stomach's telling me I'm hungry.
Or your stomach's like, you've had way too much, man, to try to regurgitate that stuff.
But yes, Rocco.
So do yourself a favor. Watch Rocky IV, pretend it's 1985. The Russians are our biggest enemy. And then immerse yourself into the times and watch that movie. And you'll be like, hell yeah, that's a great movie. USA! USA! You know, when he kills Creed, man, like, it is on, baby.
Gosh, yeah. Clubber Lang was 3, right?
That's, I think, Mr. T. Mr. T, yeah.
He was good. All right. Tough Tuesday, Mac. Why don't you start us off here with your hometown?
Not my hometown, but where I lived for 10 years, Brian Callahan.
Okay. Are you funny to say that?
No, it's all good. I'm loyal to my hometown, baby, KC. Brian Callahan does not know the rules, coach of the Titans.
Not the only one.
Challenge on the Isle Manor play where they moved it out of bounds on the sideline. It looked like the elbow hit inbounds first.
Yeah, you got to get a foot inbounds too, which we didn't have a clean look at whether his foot was down as well. An elbow doesn't equal 2 feet, so his foot would have had to come down as well. We didn't have a clean look, so the call from upstairs was that they wasn't more challenging.
Okay.
Real fast.
It's not done.
He wants to fight reporters too.
Oh. Yeah.
Did you run the play calls?
What did you see that showed you that throwing the ball sideways?
Did you have the play calls, Paul? Did you see?
There we go. Ryan Clark is a coach.
There it is, Callahan.
Fight reporters, and then address the media for 2.5 minutes yesterday about that play again.
Oh my.
Yikes. I mean, it was, I knew the rules. I misspoke. I was caught up in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do yourself a favor. Stop lying. You didn't know the rule. And do yourself a favor and study history, because the great John Madden's first book that came out in the 80s that I read that led me to this profession was titled One Knee Equals 2 Feet. It's right there in the title. The elbow is the same as the
same
knee.
Dude.
It's the title of the book of the most important person in the history of NFL broadcasting, John Madden.
Next, Ryan.
One knee. Yeah, right. Yes.
An elbow is a foot.
An elbow is a foot. Well, not really. But one knee equals 2 feet. An elbow is in. A forearm is in. Like, this is basic fundamentals of football. To be in this, again, you're seeing why I don't respect the majority of NFL head coaches.
He's given our guy Mike McDaniel a run for his money on first coach fired.
I mean, you're fighting with reporters after week one, which I thought they were fine. And when they went to Denver, it wasn't a bad game at all for them.
Do they have those odds on FanDuel? of like first coach.
Well, I'm sure it comes out this morning because week one is now officially complete.
Right? They got to be fresh.
Yeah, I mean, they'll be coming out here pretty quick.
It's almost 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be getting an email.
Yeah, because I mean, Callahan, McDaniel, and Daboll got to be in the top three.
Well, Daboll's going to fire himself.
That's true.
I mean, he's ultimately going to just fire himself by going with the young quarterback too long, and then he's not going to look ready, and or he's going to light the world on fire.
Well,
it's
one or the other. I don't normally do this, but he coaches and you don't.
Right.
Which would bring up another tough Tuesday.
Ryan Clark. Okay. Yeah.
Mm. Segue.
It's time. That was really good. It's time for ESPN to move away from this guy.
And he dapped up Peter Schrager on TV.
I'm sure he did. He became the laughing stock of the NFL world over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to the point now where Kevin Demoff, the Rams president, is calling him out.
Mm.
The president of an organization called him out after making a wrong prediction on the Rams game, right? Kevin Demoff says, I guess being an ex-player doesn't help analysts make better picks. And he quote tweeted Ryan Clark picking the Rams to lose that football game. So you're getting called out by players. You're getting called out by fans, other members of the media. I think it's time to move on from Ryan Clark, not because I'm here, he should be fired. He's lost all credibility. He has no credibility left now with his peers, with his audience, and with people now around the NFL because of that comment that he made to Peter Schrager. So I'm not a fan, if you will, of Ryan Clark. Are you a fan of anybody?
Nice. Not a fan of interference. Some guy robbed Bobby Witt Jr. earlier this year of a home run. That damn Texas fan. And then last night, we saw the reports of that Buffalo Bills fan that Lamar Jackson pushed. And this is what kind of irks me about these sort of stories. I wish that news report was real because I watched it.
Hysterical.
If you missed it,
even Mark Mangino was weighing in on my tweet last night about it. Yeah. He loved it.
Kid wears like a neck brace. He's like, I'm sorry, DeAndre Hopkins. I'm sorry, Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen, I love you. Please don't ban me. But that wasn't real. It was obviously a fake news bit. But the thing that's crazy about this is like, you're not part of the game. And when you want to become part of the game and it doesn't go in your favor, as it shouldn't, then, like, imagine somebody coming into your house. Be like, dude, I love the smell of your kitchen. I'd be like, dude, get the hell out of here, you know? Yeah. I don't care. But when you basically put your hands on them and you think nothing's going to happen, you're wrong. Perfect example. Buffalo Bills fan smacks DeAndre Hopkins on the helmet. Lamar Jackson sees it. Lamar Jackson shoves him. The cameras see Lamar Jackson shove him. Everyone's
Got pushed too, though.
Yeah, and he gets touched. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, I don't know, Lamar Jackson. He can't be doing that sort of stuff.
No,
and
you
it's
can.
Like, no, you protect your men. And that guy then, the Bills came out and didn't say anything other than he's no longer allowed. He's no longer welcome. And he's out. And you're done.
Yeah.
And it's over. And sorry. And you might think that's unfair. You might think that is, you know, a little egregious. But sorry, man. Like, they tell you in a video that everybody ignores before the game, do not interact with gameplay. Do not interact with players. You will be ejected immediately, possibly facing arrests. Could do this. You jump in the fountains at Kauffman Stadium, get a home run ball. Might be a really cool home run ball. But guess what? You're going to jail.
And it's
going to
cost you $10,000 and possibly an electrocution.
It is what – well, yeah, that is true. But it is what it is. So, yeah, tough Tuesday there is that fan. That,
yeah. You
know, and I'm sure he's like, oh, it's just protecting the NFL. Yeah, they're players. You can't touch them.
You pushed one guy, and then you pushed Lamar's head, and then Lamar went back at you.
Now,
Screw you, pal.
If the player jumps into the stands and getting rowdy and you're tapping him on the head, it's welcomed.
That's
like
different,
He's putting himself in that situation, not walking into the tunnel, you know?
Right. Well, this is the same group of fans that threw snowballs at Patrick Mahomes. I mean,
they threw a full beer on the end zone in that game.
I mean, did you see they also had to pick up the toys that were thrown into the end zone at that one as well?
There was another green dildo.
Yeah. So what I'm getting at here is these fans in Buffalo, maybe they're the problem. We complain about Raider fans all the time. When was the last time you saw a Raider fan do something stupid? I mean, not since they left Oakland.
Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
Jet fans get complained about a lot for the way that they behave. Philadelphia fans yelled a lot for the way that they behave. But the way that I'm scoring this thing at home, the only fan base that has gone around and messed with players like this have been the Buffalo Bills fan base, attacking two players as they're walking off the field, throwing snowballs at our guys in a playoff game. Where's the hatred for the Buffalo fan acting the fool? It's always the Philadelphia fan. It's always the New York fan. It's always the Raider fan. It's time to start...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Calling these Buffalo fans out. Just because you jump through a table on fire doesn't make you cool and give you the ability to go out there and treat players like that. Screw you, Buffalo.
Hmm. It's almost cider season. New segment, Binkley or Stallone?
Hey, what go out?
Coming up on the other side, we're leaving an update here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.